From VOA Learning English, this is the Health and Lifestyle Report. Exercise is an important part of staying healthy, both physically and mentally. Studies show that it can help strengthen the body's natural defenses against disease. But exercise does not just keep us healthy. For many people, it is part of their daily routine, making them feel better about themselves. Getting enough exercise at difficult times, such as the current coronavirus pandemic, is important. However, because of the current restrictions and social distancing, some ways of exercising have changed or are simply gone. So, people are changing how they exercise during this pandemic. Those who only exercise indoors might now consider moving their exercise routine outdoors. This is the advice of Joe Cabaza, a doctor and heart specialist at the Cleveland Clinic in Ohio. "Simply walk outside in nature," Cabaza said. "People can use this as an opportunity to exercise in other ways. But in areas with stay-at-home orders or enforced social distancing, exercising outside may not be as simple as it sounds. Under a stay-at-home order, only essential activity is permitted. Most stores are closed, but people are permitted to leave their home for food and fuel, to see a doctor, or for recreation. In most places, going outside for exercise or other forms of recreation comes with restrictions. For some people, the restrictions seem complex and even conflicting, and some people are simply not following them. Reuters news agency recently reported that French officials have increased restrictions in Paris. They have banned people from taking part in outdoor sports activities between 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. The more extreme restrictions come after French politicians and doctors showed concern that Parisians were still jogging and gathering in groups. Earlier, the government had ordered people to stay in their homes as much as possible. In the Washington, D.C. area, when people continued to gather in large groups without following social distancing rules, many basketball courts and playgrounds were closed. Michelle Quinn is VOA's Silicon Valley Bureau Chief. She wrote recently about the situation in the San Francisco Bay Area. Quinn noted that a lot of people flocked to the parks, playgrounds, and beaches. The authorities had to shut them down. The areas were so crowded, health officials worried people couldn't or wouldn't stay 6 feet apart. 6 feet is about 2 meters. Even walking or riding a bicycle raises issues. If you are walking with a non-family member, you must stay at least 2 meters apart. Police can break up gatherings of more than 10 people or advise people of the distancing restrictions. Quinn noted that if you do not follow the restrictions, you may be the target of criticism, both in person and on social media. In some places, going outside for exercise or playing sports on a team are not permitted. Gyms, recreation centers, and exercise studios are not open. So some people are turning online to exercise. The physical fitness industry is also moving to online training. The Associated Press news agency contacted industry representatives and other people. Beth Berglin is the director of a charitable group in Miami, Florida. Before the pandemic, Her exercise routine involved going to boot camp-style classes 4 mornings a week. Now the area where she trains is closed, but she is staying active through online classes. Part of the reason we exercise is to have that mental break, she said. I can't imagine getting through this without having some form of physical activity. Some fitness companies are changing to meet the new environment. Recreation centers and fitness studios across the United States are helping people stay active by offering online classes, some of which are free or have reduced cost. Some fitness centers are offering longer trial periods for at-home workouts. During a trial period, people can try a product or service for free. Some fitness trainers have completely moved their training programs online. Many of these online exercise classes are made for smaller spaces and do not require any special equipment. Fitness companies that have been using an online model seem better prepared than others. They are using the pandemic to expand their fitness offerings and appeal to new customers. Some of those new customers include children who are now learning at home during the pandemic. Founders of one online exercise company named Obey told the AP that they received requests for children's classes from parents. So they launched 4 10-minute dance and strength workouts for children 10 years old and younger. These days, getting exercise may be more difficult, but people are changing their behavior and are finding new ways to exercise. I'm Anna Mateo.